Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In Thank God for Bitcoin, The Creation, Corruption, and Redemption of Money, the Bitcoin and Bible Group explores the moral and societal implications of our current financial system and proposes Bitcoin as a solution to its many pitfalls. This book dives deep into the historical, economic, and biblical principles that underpin our understanding of money, offering a compelling narrative on why the invention of Bitcoin could be seen as a divine intervention in the realm of economics. The authors, coming from a Christian perspective, discuss how the corruption inherent in the fiat monetary system leads to vast inequalities and moral decay. By contrast, Bitcoin, with its decentralized, transparent, and immutable nature, presents an opportunity for redemption, aligning more closely with the values of fairness, honesty, and stewardship. Through detailed analysis and engaging prose, the book presents a thought-provoking view on how adopting Bitcoin could lead towards a more just and moral society. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the moral failings of fiat money. The book delves into the inherent moral issues present in the current fiat currency system, characterized by centralized control, inflation, and manipulation. The authors argue that such a system encourages unethical behaviors such as greed, power concentration, and economic disparity. They detail how fiat money, by design, enables and perpetuates these issues, leading to societal harm and deviating from biblical teachings on stewardship and justice. The erosion of purchasing power through inflation acts as a hidden tax on the populace, disproportionately affecting the less affluent and contributing to a cycle of poverty and dependency. Secondly, Bitcoin's alignment with biblical principles. This segment explores how Bitcoin's foundational principles, decentralization, fixed supply, transparency, and immutability, resonate with Christian teachings on honesty, integrity, and fairness. The authors make the case that, unlike fiat currencies, Bitcoin cannot be manipulated by any central authority, making it a more ethical form of money. They discuss how Bitcoin's design promotes a more equitable financial system, where the value of the currency is preserved, and wealth cannot be artificially inflated away. The argument extends to how this aligns with the biblical injunctions against unjust weights and measures, promoting a system of true value, mutual respect, and economic justice. Thirdly, the dangers of monetary centralization. The centralization of monetary power is a significant concern highlighted in the book. It outlines the dangers of a small group of individuals having control over the money supply, which includes the ability to manipulate the economy, bail out failing institutions at the expense of the average person, and fund wars through deficit spending. The authors describe how this centralization leads to corruption, as those in power can make decisions that benefit themselves or their interests, often at the cost of the general public. The discussion is framed around the notion that decentralizing monetary control through Bitcoin could mitigate these risks, fostering a more stable and fair economic landscape. Fourthly, economic inequality and Bitcoin as a solution. The book addresses the stark economic inequalities exacerbated by the current monetary system and views Bitcoin as a pivotal tool for redress. By creating a level playing field where monetary policy cannot be adjusted to favor the wealthy, Bitcoin can contribute to a more equitable society. The authors delve into how Bitcoin empowers individuals by giving them control over their finances, potentially reducing wealth gaps. They discuss the potential for Bitcoin to serve as a universal store of value, accessible to anyone regardless of their status or location, undermining systems of financial control and exclusion. Lastly, adoption and obstacles of Bitcoin. While advocating for Bitcoin as a solution to systemic financial issues, the book also acknowledges the obstacles to its widespread adoption. These include regulatory hurdles, scalability issues, and volatility, as well as a general lack of understanding or mistrust of technology. The authors argue for the importance of education and the development of user-friendly infrastructure to overcome these challenges. They emphasize that the moral and societal benefits of transitioning to a Bitcoin standard world far outweigh the temporary inconveniences and hurdles, advocating for a future where money is transparent, fair, and serves the common good. In conclusion, Thank God for Bitcoin. The Creation, Corruption, and Redemption of Money is a compelling read for anyone interested in the intersection of finance, technology, and morality. It is especially relevant for Christians and others who care deeply about adhering to ethical principles in all aspects of life, including economics. The book makes a strong case that Bitcoin is not just a technological innovation, but a moral imperative, offering a path to rectify many of the ills of the current financial system. By framing Bitcoin as a tool for economic redemption, the authors provide a unique perspective on cryptocurrency, arguing that it can create a more just, equitable, and moral society. This book can benefit readers by challenging them to reconsider the nature of money, the moral implications of how it is created and used, and how adopting Bitcoin could lead us closer to a system that aligns with principles of fairness, integrity, and stewardship. If you would like to support Bitcoin and Bible Group, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.